A guilty pleasure refers to an activity you really enjoy, but would feel a bit shy to admit. But we all have at least a couple. It's bad, but oh, it's so good at the same time. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Friday, it's September 10th, 2021, and we just listened to Fromis 9's Feel Good, Secret Code. Guilty pleasures. Don't lie. You have one. You have at least one. Everyone does. I have at least one myself. I'm not going to share how many I have, but I will divulge. I definitely have guilty pleasures. When you have a stressful, tiring school day or a work day, guilty pleasures, this is what greases the wheel within us so we can keep going, right? And these aren't some grandiose activities. I'm not talking like splurging on a vacation over the weekend spontaneously to Europe or skydiving. No. Guilty pleasures, they're usually very simple and very easily accessible. That's the problem. They're too easy to access. Some common ones include late night snacking in bed or stalking your ex on their social media or maybe even your partner's ex, ooh la la, on their social media. Maybe it's spending money on yet another color of lipstick. Like, I mean, really, do you need another coral shade? Or eating peanut butter right out of the jar, watching survival audition programs. You guys get the gist. There are so many. For me, food-wise, it's definitely dark chocolate. That's my weakness. Anything dark chocolate. I've realized that I really like bitter-tasting food. So turmeric, dark chocolate is just right up my alley. I can just munch on that for days. 99% dark chocolate is okay to me. It tastes good. So yeah, darker the better for me. Shows like indulging in like embarrassing TV types of shows. I just watch a lot of old stuff that I really liked back in the day. So How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, anything from Sex and the City. Like those are the things I kind of go back to. Friends, I just rewatch. That's my guilty pleasure. I rewatch things. It's always fun finding other people's guilty pleasures because I think we can relate to that. There's something so human about it, right? And something very endearing and sweet. Not to mention when someone shares the same guilty pleasure as you. Oh, come on now. Then you become soul sisters or brothers. By the way, on a totally unrelated note, or maybe it is related. Maybe we're your guilty pleasure. Well, your guilty pleasure turned 400 days old. That's right, 400th episode. For season 3, that is. Obviously, the show's been running for over a decade. But for season 3, it's our 400th episode, so that's a big deal. I wonder if KPC, how many of you guys consider it a guilty pleasure? 400 days of indulging in your guilty pleasure of KPC. That's a beautiful thing. Maybe it's just pure pleasure, actually. Why be guilty? There's no need for guilt in this, right? Anyway, we hope we're there for you when you need us. We hope that we're spreading a little bit of joy, a little bit of positive energy your way, especially with our great music, right? So congratulations to our show, our team. Thank you so much to our writer and producer and all our listeners, of course, for tuning in. Let's listen to a sweet song. Here's Baekhyun, Candy. That was Baekhyun with Candy. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. We air every Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time. That's 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. You can tune in via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on-air app, KBS Kong app, and, of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app. You can also give us a rating on that podcast app because that really helps our show out. Any feedback you have, you can put that up on our Gram account at KBS K-pop and look up info if you need it on our homepage. That's at world.kbs.co.kr. I think I covered all my bases, right? Let's go ahead and listen to two songs. And then what we got, we have our coffee or tea segment. And then because it's Friday, we have Peter coming in for vibes. Let's listen to Yang Dae-il with Ibam tonight. Then we have Park Hye-won or Hin with Makcha, Last Train. 그냥 걸었어 혹시나 해서 받을 줄 몰랐어 어떤 말부터 해 더니 숨이 차올라 우리 집으로 가는 마지막 차 Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. So our interesting story for today actually comes from Korea itself. South Korea announced that it's abolishing its sort of controversial law. It's called the Cinderella Law by many. And this is a law that places a gaming curfew on young people. So I guess more officially, it's called the Shutdown Law, Game Shutdown. It was introduced in 2011 as a way to try and prevent kids and teenagers from excessive online game playing until the wee hours of the morning. It's meant that by law, anybody under the age of 16 cannot play online games between the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. As one can imagine, it's been controversial since its introduction. Some have felt that the curfew, it undermines how gaming can be a useful tool for the youth. Well, earlier this week, the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family have decided to scrap the Cinderella Law to respect the rights of youths. It is now largely up to families to make their own decisions regarding gaming. Culture Minister Hwang Hee said that for youths, games are an important leisure activity and communication channel. I hope that the preventative measures can respect the rights of the youth and encourage healthy home education. Abolishing the law is going to take a little bit of time because the government needs to amend other relevant laws and presumably polish up the choice permit system. Yeah, I guess I don't know where I stand on this because it is obviously an infringement of freedom, you know, to not be allowed to do something for a significant block of time. But I do also see the negative effects of gaming. So I understand both arguments here. Regardless, I think the bottom line is that families, parents, guardians, friends, even you're going to have to do your job. To keep people accountable, to keep people only gaming in healthy amounts. And I also think it's really what types of games. Hours, the amount of time you spend on games, that's important too. But also what types of games you're playing. I feel like that plays a big deal as well. On a side note, my son's doctor, when he went for his eye checkup, the doctor's like, oh, this is a very critical time for his eye development. Make sure he's not looking at too much screen time because that can impede the development for younger children. Did you know kids around the age of like 5 and 6, their vision is really bad? Out of the perfect 2.0 vision, my son is at like a 0.8, but apparently that's normal for kids his age. I didn't know he couldn't really see. So his eyes are still developing. So yeah, less screen time for my son. I want his eyes to develop well. So if you have young children, that's, I don't know, something maybe to help you to have more motivation to cut down screen time. Let's go ahead and listen to a song by Chungha. 벌써 12시. Gotta go. Thank you. Vibes
1 to 5.
Welcome to Vibes 1 to 5. Peter has joined me in the studio to introduce his playlist of the top 5 songs that fit our mood for the week. Hello, perfect Peter.
You're right.
Ooh, what's up with this negative attitude?
I'm not negative. I just can't be bothered. Ooh, it's a Friday.
Oh, is this you trying to be lazy?
I am an Oscar-winning actor, potentially.
It was very much more angry.
No, you knew. Why did you say lazy then?
Because that's our playlist.
No, so you didn't see that, did you? You just thought, that is laziness personified.
That was the worst acting.
I did sound very moody, didn't
yeah.
I? How do you sound lazy then?
Oh, whatever.
Is that not a bit of moody as well? No, you're
is
right.
That
that's better. No, you're
that's
better.
That's better than yours.
Because you had the classes, didn't you? So if I had your classes, I would have been that good.
Oh, don't even get me started on the classes. I'm so bitter about that. Apparently, all my classmates are famous actors now.
One day, Angie. One day.
Whatever.
Yeah. So this week, a lazy playlist. Not I've lazily put it together. I promised okay. I'd put in a lot of effort.
Uh-huh.
But when we're feeling lazy, and I don't know if there's a particular season for laziness. It's just some people are lazy all year round.
A little bit summer, though, because it's so hot, maybe.
Sure, yeah. So we're out of peak summer, luckily. And I guess lots of people were coming up to Chuseok here in Korea, our kind of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A lot of people maybe want to be lazy. And maybe because of COVID, it'll be like a get-out-of-jail-free card. They don't have to see family. So maybe
That's
they can
true.
Just stay at home.
That's true. I'm debating whether I should use the broadcaster card. This year.
You broadcasting or because you're a broadcaster and Corona, you can't go?
No, that I have work.
Just lie
I
outright.
I never used that card before.
Wow.
But this year for the first time I want to.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting old, right? Because yeah, in the first stages of being a couple, you're like, I want to do everything to please my other half. Let's go see his parents.
Yeah,
and
now I'm just
let's
like,
cook.
I'm just like, no, I think I could use that day and sleep.
Well, this is perfect for you then.
Yay!
This playlist, this first song as well, from Lee Jong-hwan, better known by his name, Sandu.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, he's a singer-songwriter from B1A4, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I did.
Yeah.
Geureun Na, or Lazy Me, it's a literal translation for the title. That's the song. And I guess most people feel like this. I would say you are a bit similar to me in that you're not lazy, right?
No, I'm not.
You are a kind of get up and go person.
If I set aside time to be lazy, I'll be the best at being lazy.
Okay, you will nail it.
but the rest of the time, no.
Yeah, you don't like to lie in too late and things like this, right?
No.
And so I definitely feel like this. I'm curious about actual lazy people. Do they hate being lazy or do they revel in it? Because Sandal sings about, I hate my lazy self. I really like my productive self and I want to be that person all the time. But I just find myself lying in bed, looking at the clock ticking all day long.
They do say, though, that millennials, from millennials on, there's a stigma on laziness. Like, we have to be doing something. So one of the most common things is when people don't have a good job lined up, they often go back to school. Because they just feel like, I got to be doing something.
They can't be.
Yeah.
I think there's a distinction, though, between being lazy and being bored and, like, idle.
You're right. That's a good point.
Because laziness, I think, can be negative. But we do also need laziness in our lives.
It's a recharging time.
Yeah. And that can coincide with being idle and letting your brain just zone out. So don't hate your lazy self unless it is 24/7.
That's not good, then.
No.
Hey, can you just introduce it? Because I'm, you know, whatever.
Okay. It's Sander Keruna, Lazy Me.
Still something moody about it. That one made me feel a little lazier.
Yeah,
good job.
It's laid back. It's chill, isn't it? A lot of the songs on the playlist are like that. There are a couple that are maybe a bit more upbeat in contrast to the theme of the song,
though. I like that. Sander's Geureun Na, Lazy Me. That was song number... really?
Five.
These numbers are kind of just whatever.
No.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Are you being lazy?
Okay. It was song number 5.
Okay. -1. We get on to song number 4.
Okay.
And it's Sonu Jonga, who has been around. I looked this up and this just really did surprise me. Since 2006.
Oh, that is a
15 years, right?
That's a long time.
I know she hasn't been, like, super famous for maybe a bit of it, so that's why we're surprised. But she's got some amazingly unique vocals, right?
Yeah.
And this song, I learned this, I remember exactly. It was just as we were starting to date, me and my wife.
I was going to say, you had Sonujonga?
Not Sonujonga. Not that I know of.
And I'm very surprised.
My missus and I, we got quite close quite quickly, and so she came around to my place one day, one morning actually.
Oh, so scandalous.
And we spent the whole day together.
Oh!
And we were doing this, dingle dingle. And I was like, what is dingle dingle?
You better explain what dingle dingle is, because our listeners are going to think you're very naughty.
Not at all.
I got really close with my wife. She came over and we did this all day.
Dingle dingle is literally just lying around doing nothing.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, please do not be confused. And so she taught me that phrase. And just the sound of it, I love those kind of double repetitive phrases we have in Korea to represent some kind of action. And dingle dingle, it feels like the action. You're just rolling about, dwingle, dwingle.
I like that.
Yeah, and the English title doesn't quite catch it, idle, idle. But huh. Yeah, this is her just saying that she lies around on the floor. She holds it in because she doesn't even want to go to the toilet. She's so lazy. There are people like that. I hate doing that, to be honest. And then she talks about people saying, you're going to become a cow if you continue this behavior.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I'm a sotti. I'm a cow in the zodiac anyway, so that's fine. I will become a cow.
Cows are technically, ironically, known to be very hard workers.
Oh, yes. We've used them a lot as human beings, haven't we? But that's a nice chill. Twingle, twingle. Learn that today. And do it on the weekend. That's the perfect time for it.
On a side note, speaking of the peeing thing, I hold my pee not because I'm lazy.
Yep.
I try to find the most productive time to pee.
Oh.
So if I'm already on my way in that direction to do something, that's when I pee.
Wow. That is very productive, but I don't know. It depends on how, like, how much you hold it, because I've heard
dangerous.
It's not good for you. You can explode.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know technically if that's true.
Exactly.
The next song, number three, from our very own KBS World Radio host Park Jung-hyun, Lena Park.
Nice.
게으름뱅이. I love the Korean phrase for this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like lazy or lazy bones, I've seen as the title to this.
Oh, I forgot about that word, lazy bones.
Yeah, I don't think you use it too much as an adult.
No.
Maybe your parents will say it to
you.
Yeah.
That's funny. Why would we say lazy bones?
Lazy bones. Mm. I think you feel so lazy, like to your very inner being, like to your very bones.
It's like weighing you down.
Yeah, and 게으름뱅이 is exactly that kind of feeling. You're just being completely lazy. But this song, she doesn't sound lazy. Like, her vocals are rocking it as usual.
She's always working hard with vocally.
Yeah, and it's about a relationship and someone making them lazy because the other half, I think, has promised to maybe explain things or see them, but never does it, like always puts it off. And so this person ends up doing nothing day after day, a habit of kind of putting things off, forgetting about the other person.
Mm. That's dangerous in a relationship.
Mm.
When you are waiting around to become the priority for your partner and you keep your schedule empty because when they do call, you want to be free.
It's when one person much more likes the other, right, than they like you. If it happens once or twice, that could be legitimate.
Okay, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
But if it's a pattern, get out of there.
Yeah,
it's not
dangerous.
Easy, though.
What is the word we say these days? It's a toxic relationship.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, let's play these two tracks. We got Sonujonga with Twingle Twingle, Idol Idol.
And then Park Jung-hyun, Lena Park with 게으름뱅이, Lazy.
We're back on Vibes 1 to 5. We covered 5, 4, 3. 4, 3 was Sonujonga, Dingle Dingle, Idol Idol. 3 was Park Jung-hyun, Lena Park's 게으름뱅이, lazy. Down to 2 and 1.
Yes. Continuing with the Park theme, Park Kyung.
Yes.
Well, Park is quite a common surname here. There we go. We have 3 all lined up. He is from Block B, right?
Yes.
I think we did their song last week. But just focusing on Park Kyung, and it's Gwichanist, which is, I guess, half English, half Korean for someone who can't be bothered to do anything. We say Gwichanta, right?
In Korea, we use that word often too, 귀찮ism.
Yes.
귀찮 is, like you said, something cumbersome, sort of.
You just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this song, it sings about, like, 아무것도 안 할래, I don't want to do anything. 태어난 김에 숨은 쉬지만, as I've been born, seeing as I've been born, I'll at least breathe.
Oh my goodness.
온몸이 축 처지는 게 다시 나른하고 피가 느리게 흐르는 느낌이야. Even the blood flowing through his veins feels like it's going slowly.
Oh, wow.
And you're just feeling drowsy and you just don't want to do anything.
That's like on a deeper physiological level.
Yeah, maybe there are some people, because yeah, sometimes I look over in the bed at my wife who's sleeping for way more than me, like hours later. Oh, she'll still be in bed.
I love your wife, but I'm just thinking of my spouse when I ask you this. Doesn't it spark a little bit of rage in you when I'm awake and I know I have so, like, I have to get up now because I'm awake and I hear the kids saying they're hungry. But if I had just chosen to sleep, it would have had to have been him.
You get a free pass if you're sleeping, right? But it's such a clear line with me and the missus. I like getting up. I hate being in bed.
Okay.
Like, once my eyes are open, I hate that feeling.
Oh,
of just lying
then.
There. Mm-hmm. And so I like being out and having breakfast with the kids, and I try not to wake her up. But yeah, there is a tinge of jealousy that I wish I was programmed like her.
Yeah.
Just like Park Kyung as well.
Yeah. You know how you were saying that you actually got your missus a birthday present? It was a smartwatch, right? So one day I got a notification on my smartwatch.
Yeah.
And it said that while I was sleeping, my heart rate had dropped to a lower than average level.
Oh, no.
And it was the first time I got that. It was 39
okay.
BPM.
Is that dangerous?
I think like the lower end is 40.
Oh, no.
But
so?
But it's not a big deal. Like,
okay.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, it's not like I'm dying or anything.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about Park Kyung's lyrics, like, to the point where literally your BPM gets lazy.
Yeah, that could happen. And low blood pressure, I suffer from that. And
yeah.
But I don't know. It's how you, like, react to your body's feels and whatever.
Yeah.
Song number one, Ha Song Un. From, what is his famous thing? He used to be 101, right?
Yeah.
And Lazy Lovers. And this kind of links to the Dingle Dingle song when I was reminiscing about being with my missus.
And you did that all day.
As we were first dating.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing that anymore. Like, even if someone looked after the kids, like just lazing about at home, I wouldn't want to do it.
You're not, like you said, you're not programmed to be lazy, I think.
If you had a day with the hubs without the kids, what would you do? Would you want to just be lazy lovers, like lying around watching TV?
Yeah.
Really?
Not for the whole day.
Okay.
But again, it's not the act of being lazy that I want. I want to watch the movies that I didn't get to watch.
You just want to catch up on all of those things. Yeah. And that song really talks about, you know, when you're first dating, I think it really doesn't matter what you're doing. You could just spend a whole day together in bed, just lying there, doing nothing.
That's
right?
The best. Unplanned dates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like I said, my relationship has got to the point where I just don't want to do that. I want to be out and going to see something, going to do something.
Yeah. Just if you guys, our listeners, don't know, Peter's non-working hours are programmed and scheduled down to, like, he's in like 3 different cities in a day.
I think I hate my house. Like, I'm allergic to it or something. Yeah, so I just want to get out and about. But yeah, Ha Song Un, I love that stage. If you're just starting to date, you know, there's nothing, just an empty room and you and the other person. Just lounge around and have the time of your life.
You picked some good songs that really summed it up, Peter.
Well, that's my job.
All right. Thank you for doing your job. We'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Here's Park Kyung with 귀찮ist. And then we have Ha Song Un with Lazy Lovers. I wanna be lazy with you. Oh, that's all I do. Wanna be lazy with you. Oh, no. And that's all the time we have for this edition of K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Our producer, Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.